As Mark said, I'll be talking today about our efforts in Hawaii to develop a starting rearing colony for the light brown apple moth, Epiphyus postphytana. The main purpose we want to develop this strain down the road is for sterile insect technique applications against this insect, which to date has not been done, though it has been used in some close relatives. I would like to acknowledge several other collaborators on this project at this point, in particular Rick Kurashima, who's our rearing manager at our laboratory in Honolulu, and I'd also like to acknowledge Peter Follett from our laboratory in Hilo for the development of the diet that we've been using pretty successfully to date. It's one Peter has adapted to work on Cryptophlebia, another moth, and has found that it works pretty well for this light brown apple moth. I'd also like to acknowledge the help of two foreign collaborators, at least one of whom is here today, Max Suckling from New Zealand, and Bill Woods, who at this time is tromping around up in Monterey, Santa Cruz, doing LBAM work, and who will be here later this week. Both of them have ongoing breeding colonies of the moth. Max has been working in this area for a number of years, and who helped us get going with our colony in Hawaii. Well, again, the main goal we have is to develop sterile insect technology to help control the light brown apple moth, or LBAM. This technology hopefully will be a very attractive alternative to chemical control for this insect. However, there's quite a bit of basic research needed, including laboratory rearing, especially at a mass scale. There are a number of colonies around the world that rear small numbers. We want to get a starter colony established, and we indeed did so in August of 2007, a few months ago, following the light brown apple moth outbreak in California that kind of prompted us to get involved in this work. We have colonies in Honolulu and in Hilo. My laboratory is in Honolulu, and it's there where we hopefully intend to rear bigger numbers of this insect. The goals of the research are to adopt or modify existing LBAM rearing diets, hopefully finding one that's well suited for work in Hawaii, develop protocols for radiation of adults or pupae that yield a combination of high egg sterility coupled to high insect quality. Those two parameters are frequently in opposition, and so we'll need to do some good work there to see if we can find something that does both. We also want to conduct mating competitiveness tests of sterile moths in field cages and in the open field, challenging against wild insects. Here's a shot of a young larva, about a millimeter in length, that's actually on foliage from the material we collected in Volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii, where there is an extant population of the light brown apple moth, one of the few in the state, actually. And this moth attacks a number of different plants, feeding on the leaves and so on. This individual, we collected a number of egg masses, a few larvae, and a few adults to start our colony in Honolulu. Here's a pupa. It's a tortristid, and they have the habit of enshrouding themselves in silk as they pupate. And after about 3 or 4 weeks of in the larval stage, going through a number of instars, males go through 5 and the females 6. They reach this pupal stage, and in about 7 to 10 days will emerge from this into an adult. Here we see some adults in one of our laboratory cubicle cages, just about a foot on a side, in Honolulu. What's nice about this insect is that to date we haven't needed to add anything other than just water, as you can see in a vial in the back. We keep the surface of this vial small so that the females don't lay eggs on the plastic surface, but more work may need to be done on maybe extending the lifetime or increasing fecundity by adding sugar or protein to the diet. Right now, again, it's just water that we need here. The females will mate quite rapidly after eclosing, within a day or two, and also start to lay eggs immediately after mating. We've used this technique, as others around the world have, of putting shiny surfaces in the cage. We use plastic bags that are easy to cut, and so you can see the egg masses there, which we place in a chamber. It doesn't have the cover over it, so you can see it, but we just have a wick inside with water to keep the humidity above 70%, hopefully 80% or more. Seal it up entirely, keep it there for about 5 days, at which time we remove them and put them on diet, and the eggs, the larvae will hatch in about 7 total days at ambient temperatures. Here we see some of the diet. Again, it's the diet we obtain right now, the Cryptophlebia diet from Peter Follett. It's a bean, white bean-based diet. It's the bulking agent. And we actually put a grid over this. You can see the little grooves and so on that the larvae will hatch into and start feeding down, as I'll show you momentarily. Here's a close-up of an egg mass with a lot of the quite well-developed pre-hatched larvae inside with the head capsules visible. At this point, there's only about a day more to hatching. Here's a shot of another egg mass with, you can see on the right, it's fairly transparent. Just about everything is hatched. And you can see on the left, 2 small larvae that have gone down into the groove. They're about a millimeter in length when they hatch, and they enjoy, or they seem to, I shouldn't be anthropomorphic, but they do quite well in the grooves and start feeding immediately. As I said, there's about a 3 to 4 week period of larval development. We have, you can see here, these cups that have diet in them. You'll notice this white paper in them. This is Tyvek paper that we've been using to do 2 things. One is to keep the larvae contained that are very small and go exploring all over the place. So if you have any cracks in a screen or something, they just get right through it. So this paper provides a good seal, but also air exchange to keep the larvae happy. And you can see some of the adult cages there also. Here we have some pupae, male pupae on the left that are considerably smaller than female pupae. Essentially, there's no overlap in weight. There is a little bit in length and diameter, but the males, again, are quite smaller than the females. Here we see a shot of a pupa that we can actually sort by sex. The pupa on the right actually has 4 abdominal rings in it, and you can see these quite clearly. The female on the right there only has 3 rings. So what's nice is you can sort these pupae ahead of time, set up colonies or cages with the desired sex ratio you'd like, or set up sterile and wild insects accordingly, and know that your adults, when they come out, are actually virgin. Here we see two piles of pupae, one sorted based on the ring number. Males on the left, you can see they look smaller generally than the ones on the right where the females are. Here we have 3 adults of each sex, the males on the left, that have a distinctive V wing pattern. You can see on the upper pair of wings. The females can have a slight hint at this V wing. In fact, they can, this V pattern, and they can actually overlap in some cases with males, but the females do have a distinctive dot. You can see on the upper thorax here behind the head, that is something the males lack. So you can actually sex adults as well, of course. Here's some preliminary rearing data. This is based on only a few generations from wild adapted. These are first and second generation wild insects that we've been studying so far. Up to about a 1 week in age, you get excellent egg hatch. You can see 80 to 90% and 30 to 40% yield from the egg all the way to the pupal stage. At 1 to 2 weeks, there's quite a drop in hatch, 50 to 60%, corresponding drop in yield, and similarly at 2 to 3 weeks, 20 to 30% egg hatch. Now we haven't, as you know, we haven't done any work with protein or sugar. We might be able to amplify some of these, increase the longevity in the egg production, but they do can lay hundreds of eggs even in the first week. Here's some mating behavior shots real quickly. On the right top is the cage we've used. These insects mate in the evening for the most part. You can see a male and female on the right going clockwise, a mating pair, and the female and male close up through the plexiglass. The female, actually, you can see a hint of the green eggs inside her. Preliminary data again on mating behavior. The moths mate at dusk mostly, though some mate at night, even late at night, and a few even during daylight hours. The moths will copulate for up 1 to 3 hours mostly, though some can stay copulated for over 24 hours, and many of those actually never separate, and they actually die in that condition. The moths can remain in the lab, we found so far 10 to 20%. Plans for the future, we want to compare LBAM rearing diets to obtain the most cost-effective one for Hawaii, develop mass rearing capability and irradiation protocols for the moth in Hawaii, and again, conduct mating tests with our sterile flies that we would produce. A number of us are working on irradiation, either of the adults or the pupae. The colleagues in New Zealand and Australia are also working on this. And we want to eventually take our moths and try to mate them with California wild moths and hopefully show that we could use this moth in a sterile insect program in California. We'd also like to look at F1 sterility as a viable control tactic for this insect and to provide, again, high sterile, high quality insects for SIT programs worldwide, not necessarily just in California. So this is, I'd like to acknowledge, you can see here, the rearing crew in Hawaii. Mahalo and thank you to them. Rick is the third one from the left. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Yes.
In the big island infestation, does it damage native plants?
Actually, it's known, yeah, like the Hawaiian raspberry, for example. There are a number of Hawaiian native plants that it does attack. A lot of those are present a lot in Volcano, which is the area we find the moth in high density so far. Yes, Greg.
How many eggs per female production do you see?
Well, it's as you might imagine, it does vary, but we've collected anywhere from 100 to 300 eggs per female. I don't know, Max, I see him in the back, he may comment. It can vary quite a bit, but from 10 females in a cage, we've obtained 1,000 to 2,000 eggs in a week.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.